This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
We were talking about the Beavers' putrid offense. Let's talk about the Bears' putrid offense. But I said before we went to break, like, why do we do this?
They had something.
We do this every time. With rookie quarterbacks in their second year, even
the Bears. Is that,
and I don't know if it is. I don't know if it's the age we're living in nowadays, but it's everything is so knee jerk reaction. I mean, we can't even get through a quarter of a game without being like, "This team sucks. I knew this is how it would go," and we're already just crowning, knighting, vindicating people. We're tearing them down. I mean, right now on Red Zone, it's showing the Steelers-Ravens game. The first game that Russell played in, there was people at halftime that are like, well, this Russell Wilson experiment isn't working out. It's like,
oh, he's already missed two games. We need to go ahead and start Justin Fields over him. I knew he was better. Russell's been washed.
Yeah, one quarter and it is decided. No more. And so, listen, I did not have a lot of confidence for Caleb Williams coming into this season. I knew that he was going to have to be coached and taught a lot of things as far as, like, getting rid of the ball, not playing hero ball, not scrambling around and trying to run all over the place to try and make something happen. Be a pocket quarterback, but also you got to make your decisions quick in the NFL. It's one, two, bam, make a choice. Go through your reads, get the ball out of your hands. And he's struggling to do that right now. But the idea of benching him, the idea of being like, well, Caleb Williams, I don't know, maybe I was just wrong on him. He is a rookie that has played 10 to 11 games. I understand it has not looked good lately. He had some games where it did look good. I just don't get why year after year, and maybe what it is that there is a quarterback in the class that is obviously playing above everybody else, right? Jaden Daniels right now is the standard. He is the bar for this rookie class. So when you are watching one quarterback have success versus a number one overall Caleb Williams 2 years ago, you have Bryce Young and you have C.J. Stroud. And C.J. Stroud, it's like, all right, well, that's the standard right now. It seems like we are just so quick. I mean, we were doing this a few years back when Tua was in the league, right? And then it turns out, oh, once you get rid of Brian Flores and get a offensive-minded coach like Mike McDaniel there, and look at him now. Now he is – that Miami offense is night and day difference when Tua is playing versus when he is not. I just don't get why we do this year after year. The jury is still out. You know, wake me up in 3-4 years and tell me what Caleb Williams is like then. And then we can make some decisions, right? And again, maybe it's just the day and age. We can't have nuance. We can't have a sample size more than just a few games to, you know, decide if someone is great or not. But we're doing it again, and hopefully that Caleb Williams can get it figured out, because, you know, I would like to see him succeed. I would like to see the Bears succeed. I just thought it would take a little while, and sure enough, he's a rookie. Look what happens. Look what's happening.
Well, and I think, you know, it's a couple of things. One, Washington has finally cleaned house, and they finally did all the things they were supposed to do, getting rid of a crap owner, you know, changing their, rebranding themselves to, you know, the Commanders.
New head coach.
You know, new head coach. They did all the things they were supposed to. Everything about it is new. You know, you've got, you know, a good receiver, a good solid number one, and Terry McLaurin that's going to be there, you know, for you if for a young quarterback. You know, you've got a good enough running back, you know, for the most part, and Brian Robinson that's there that can make some
Austin
noise
Eckler
for you.
You picked you up
Austin
as well.
Austin Eckler, you know, you put things around this young rookie to make things not as difficult for them. The Bears have been in disarray since
to their defense, they did that this offseason too. You know, they drafted Rome Odunze, and
they kept Eberflus.
They got DJ Moore.
They kept Eberflus.
But that's that is, I think, where some people are wondering, like, was that the right move? Like, you got rid of Luke Getsy as OC, which was the right move. I mean, hell, he didn't even make it a full season with the Raiders this year. So that move right there, I was like, okay, that's good enough. But yeah, you still rolled with Eberflus. And that is looking like he's going to be
he's
gone
not the
after
guy.
This year.
He's not the guy.
They make a magical run. And kind of he saved his job last year with the run towards the end of last year, too.
He did. And a lot of that was based on the progression of Justin Fields, right? And Justin Fields starts the season with the Steelers. And what do you know? Like, Justin Fields can play a little bit. Okay, he's not as good as Russell Wilson, which is why he's not starting right now. But he can play. And I think just Chicago has just been set up for failure. They did try to make some adjustments and try to you draft a Rome Odunze, like you said, but he hasn't really came to fruition yet. Like, he's still working on becoming that guy. But this is what fans do. Fans are impatient. And when you see a guy like Patrick Mahomes come out in his first year and never look back, it's like, oh, okay. You know, like, this is what we expect the trend to be. And you look across the league at Jaden Daniels, and he's doing what he's doing. And then you look at your number one overall pick. And here's the cool part. If you are pick number one, you're going to a trash team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Let's just say that football, basketball, baseball, whatever the sport is, if you're drafted first overall, that means you're going to a franchise that was just the worst or among the worst teams in the league. And so putting this new quarterback there and a new receiver doesn't necessarily change that. I'll say this, Chicago's playing better this year than they were at this point in the year last year. So even with the couple losses, so it's still a lot of season to play. This is only what, week 9? Week 10?
We're week 11.
Is it week 11 already?
Yeah, you look up.
Yeah, week 11. So even still, there's still 7 weeks of football,
but
you know, left to play.
Here's the thing that is not in the Bears' favor is schedule. They have to play the entire division still. Everybody, Minnesota twice, Detroit twice, Green Bay twice. They're playing Green Bay today. And then I believe their two non-conference or non-divisional games are against the 49ers mm-hmm. and the Chiefs, if I'm correct on that. Someone can find that out for me, but they have one of the toughest. I think they have the toughest remaining schedule.
So they have the
The entire division.
They're playing the Packers now, so they're playing. They have the Vikings, the Lions, the 49ers, the Vikings again, the Lions again, and then the Seahawks and Packers.
The Seahawks, that's who it was. Correct. Okay.
So. Well, and then quickly, as far as like quarterbacks, you know, being turned over so quickly after being an early draft pick, that's just kind of unfortunately the way of the world now. It's not when we were kids. It's not like it was when Tim Couch got four seasons with the Browns. Jason Campbell, you know, with the Redskins at the time, I think he got three or four seasons. There's just example after example of head coaches lasting longer at that point, you know, high draft picks lasting longer at that point. Joey Harrington even got multiple seasons in Detroit. I'm not sure that a high draft pick gets more than two seasons at this point, because a football coach isn't getting signed to more than a 3 or 4 year deal. And if he's got a bad season, I'm not saying that every owner's like this. But we are seeing more and more reactionary behaviors like a Dave Tepper, for instance, in Carolina, going through three head coaches in three seasons. Yeah, that's not every owner, but it's not just the fans. Everybody wants results, and they want results now. I don't know if it's just the human condition, or maybe it's the amount of money that has gotten absolutely insane that they have to invest into each player.
Well, I think that, you know, it's a case-by-case basis, in a sense, too, right? Like, I mean, we look at Arizona. I believe it was they had who at quarterback before Kyler Murray? Was it Josh Rosen? And then they were like...
Yeah, he was there. He was their guy.
And then right after... Was that who they had before Kyler? And then they had the number one pick, and it was like, dude, you just took a quarterback with your first-round pick.
Was it Josh Rosen?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I think he
was the 10th pick in the 2018 draft.
Yeah, and then in 2019 draft, they have the number one overall pick, and they're like, listen, I know that we just took a quarterback.
But we have this guy.
But we have the number one pick, and Kyler Murray is looking like the best player possible on the board, best quarterback. I mean, maybe we pull the plug on this Rosen experiment and go with Kyler and start fresh there. So, I mean, that worked out. I mean, look at the Cardinals now, right? You get a healthy Kyler Murray on this on a Cardinals team, and they're usually winning games. Mm-hmm. So I get it. I mean, we did this with Josh Allen, right? And now he could be winning an MVP this year. So it's just our patience. And granted, it is case by case, team by team. There are some owners, some front offices that are quick trigger, and they want to turn this around and make it a winning team sooner than later. And I think that the Bears and the Bears fan base and
they're impatient now.
Like
it's been a while.
They expected it to be automatic. Hell, yeah. I had them in the playoffs. I was buying the Kool-Aid after thinking that was going to be a rough rookie year for Caleb. I started buying in to this team a little bit more as the season approached, and I had them in the playoffs. And I mean, it's going to probably take another offseason to fix some of the things that Caleb Williams needs to get better on.
I'll say this though, you know, at the moment, Caleb Williams has what, 4 wins under his belt. You know, another 3 wins for a season. That's a solid rookie season, right? You know, and so I still think that, you know, you see the talent is there. And I think that's the thing about Caleb Williams. We're looking at him. We're not saying this kid's a bust. We're just saying I think the Bears feel like they should be better right now. But it's going to take a little bit. You clearly see you have a talented quarterback. You have a talented wide receiver, or really a receiver room. You have a talented, you know, group there. It's just going to take some time. And you play in a division that's not easy to win. And I think that's the other part they have to take into consideration. Like, you have to play in a really tough division that continues to get better for the most part.
Yeah, it's again, don't understand why we do it, but nothing's going to change now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.